but frankly, I don't regret his death. He was a dangerous man. It will be a long time before there will be another man who will combine his sickness and his brilliance."
"I agree with that," said Minim dryly, "and consider his death fortunate. But didn't you consider your danger if the Salarians had stopped to realize that Liebig couldn't possibly have murdered Delmar?"
Bailey took his pipe out of his mouth and said nothing.
"Come, plainclothesman," said Minim.
"You know he didn't. The murder required personal presence, and Liebig would die rather than allow that. He did die rather than allow it."
Bailey said, "You're right, sir. I counted on the Salarians being too horrified at his misuse of robots to stop to think of that."
"Then who did kill Delmar?"
Bailey said slowly,
"If you mean who struck the actual blow, it was the person everyone knew had done so. Gladiah Delmar, the man's wife."
"And you let her go?"
Bailey said, "Morally, the responsibility wasn't hers. Liebig knew Gladiah quarreled bitterly with her husband, and often. He must have known how furious she could grow in moments of anger. Liebig wanted the death of the husband under circumstances that would incriminate the wife. So he supplied Delmar with a robot and, I imagine, instructed it with all the skill he possessed to hand Gladiah one of its detachable limbs at the moment of her full fury. With a weapon in her hand at the crucial moment, she acted in a temporary blackout before either Delmar or the robot could stop her. Gladiah was as much Liebig's unwitting instrument as the robot itself."
Minim said,
"The robot's arm must have been smeared with blood and matted hair."
"It probably was," said Bailey.
"But it was Liebig who took the murder robot in charge. He could easily have instructed any other robots who might have noticed the fact to forget it. Dr. Thule might have noticed it, but he inspected only the dead man and the unconscious woman. Liebig's mistake was to think that guilt would rest so obviously on Gladiah that the matter of the absence of an obvious weapon at the scene wouldn't save her. Nor could he anticipate that an Earthman would be called in to help with the investigation.
So, with Liebig dead, you arranged to have Gladiah leave Salaria. Was that to save her in case any Salarians began thinking about the case?"
Bailey shrugged. "She had suffered enough. She had been victimized by everyone, by her husband, by Liebig, by the world of Salaria.